What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, intro me.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the Man, Mark Wilson. It's sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got nothing with the Tigers and Indians tonight. As you know by now, postponed due to the inclement weather. Very cold out there. The 10-game homestand will now become a 9-game homestand. And will start tomorrow with Annabelle Sanchez on the mound. I'm assuming Zach McAllister still goes for the Indians, unless Terry Francona wants to change that up. No makeup date yet for the game missed tonight, so keep your tickets handy because you'll want those for the future. College baseball is supposed to go in Ann Arbor today, postponed due to the inclement weather, Michigan and Eastern, and in East Lansing. Spartans and Notre Dame did not get a chance to play. Wings open the cup playoffs Friday in Boston. Pistons end this misery tomorrow at Oklahoma City. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man brought to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA Tuesday, Knicks lead the Nets at the Barclays Center, third quarter, 55-43. No Carmelo Anthony tonight. He's got a partial tear in his shoulder. We'll see how that plays out now in the offseason and, you know, future down-the-line stuff for Carmelo.
He's not even good enough to have a full tear.
No, that's how bad a season it's been for the Knicks. He can't even fully tear his shoulder. Now, come on, Carmelo. Come on, CA. Come on, Melo. Denver and the Clippers go at 10:30. Other baseball, American League, Rays Orioles postponed inclement weather. Rangers still 2-0 over the Mariners in the fifth inning. Prince Fielder, his first home run of the season. So you're saying, darn it all, he could have been here and done that. But no, he's in Texas. Red Sox still lead the White Sox 3-1 now in the fourth. Adam Dunn, his third home run of the season. Twins over the Blue Jays 2-0 fourth. Royals 4-1 over the Astros in the fifth. Omar Infante was here last year. He hit a home run tonight. He could have done that here, but no, he had to go to Kansas City. A's and Angels go at 10:05. National League, 5-2 the score now in the eighth inning. Reds in the over the Pirates in the regular game scheduled for tonight. They finished the one from last night earlier. 8-7 was the final. Pittsburgh. That's the 10-home run game that was suspended last night due to rain. Rain wiped out the game in Philadelphia tonight with the Braves and the Phillies. Marlins lead 10-0 in the sixth now over the Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton with 5 ribbies in that game. Cardinals lead the Brewers 3-1 fifth. Mets and Diamondbacks going in just about to start right now in Arizona. Two others go after 10 o'clock. Interleague baseball, we were supposed to have Cubs and Yankees. Kind of a cool deal for the Jackie Robinson celebration. Postponed inclement weather. Doubleheader tomorrow. Besides the Wings, Bruins on Friday. 3 NHL playoff series begin tomorrow. Montreal at Tampa, Columbus at Pittsburgh, and Dallas at Anaheim. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You know, tomorrow being a Wednesday, I got to make my way all the way to the lake tomorrow, all the way to Lake St. Clair. That's a lot of driving. It's going to be a lot of bad roads. I'm just praying I make it through. And I know you all do, too, every time you're driving out there with what's going on. Now with more snow, there'll be more cracks and craters and stuff opening up. If you have any problem whatsoever, and with anything, with your car, truck, or van, you take it to the pros at Expert Car Care, Rob Parker.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And the best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, often, Mark, the same day.
You know, if you're watching us on ParkerTheMan.com, I'm wearing my sunglasses getting ready for tomorrow's drive.
And I'm wearing my glasses.
So he can see just in front of his face. Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back. Whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or maybe a windshield wiper to something as major as replacing an engine or transmission, those guys can make it happen for you. And if you mention Mr. Sunglasses and Mr. Glasses over here, I'm the cooler one, but that's fine. Something good will happen to you.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man and you will receive not only a free oil change, Mark, with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That is over $100. Yes, so go ahead and say it.
No holla?
$100 no holla in savings passed down to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, they got 2 great locations. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Glasses Man.
Go get Expert Car Care.
I have another trash. Phil Jackson.
Now what?
What is Phil Jackson's obsession with Lamar Odom?
Don't get it. I don't know how you're looking at that as that's going to help the Knicks get to where they need to go.
It's obsessed, though. Rob, he's like telling everybody, we got to get Lamar Odom, Lamar, former Kardashian Odom. Because him and Khloe, if you watched any of that show, that guy's a nutcase. But I think she's more of a nutcase, so I think it's just a balancing off of nutcases. But he's got to get Lamar Odom under contract now, before free agency starts in July.
I don't even
he's
get
34
that.
And not doing anything.
Yes, he is. He's out at the crack houses.
Wait, I mean, well, he has been.
I mean, what? Seriously?
It's documented.
Oh, stop.
Well, let me tell you this. Back. Hold on. Hold on a second.
But you know what I mean. I don't get it either. Why?
He's dancing with the devil anyhow,
the
Lamar
deal,
Odom.
The deal is imminent. Like, imminent. The season's about to end tomorrow.
I know. Can I tell you what I actually thought? I thought Phil Jackson meant we got to get Odom in this game tonight against the Nets.
That's what I thought.
I really believed it.
But not for next season. Why are they signing a deal like ASAP?
Because if you get him in now and you get him set and you can get to the programs that the Knicks have to offer, hold on, huge eye roll, then maybe by the time free agency comes, it'll be one of these kind of conditional deals that they would re-sign him again to something conditional at free agency time. So they get him under the auspice of this year's deal.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. They can evaluate what they have and decide on July 1st if they want to sign him.
So when's their last game? Tomorrow?
No, this is it, I think, tonight, isn't it?
So did he sign?
No, he's not. But, Rob, it's not for him to play. I was kidding about that.
Oh,
it looked like from the way Phil was talking about
no,
it.
No, but I don't understand about him. If you sign him and the season's over.
What?
I don't get that. What? I don't understand. So you sign him tomorrow.
And then he gets to be in your conditioning programs and your building, your facilities.
I got you.
He can't do it if he's not signed to something. He's got to sign to some deal. And obviously, with the NBA Players Association, there's a certain minimum you can sign a guy to.
And he could also take part in your drug rehab program.
Or your get over Khloe Kardashian rehab program.
Right.
He's got to get over that before he gets over the other stuff. Get over her before he gets over anything else. But it is an obsession. I mean, it's like that's what he's most concerned about, was getting a 34-year-old Lamar Odom signed up to the Knicks.
If I'm the Knicks, I go, we just gave you $60 million.
This is what you're coming up with, dude?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Seriously.
You have to have
Lamar
Odom. You know what question they probably asked him? Hey, Phil, just a guess. Did you do any acid in the 60s? Really?
Hey,
or did you have any mushrooms? I mean, what is going on?
Oh, we have Kenneth. What is the frequency? I know. We can't get past
that.
Kenneth, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Last call time. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Rob?
Doing great.
That's good. You said trash talking Tuesday. I like to trash you. Matthew Stafford. All those people believe he's the truth for the Lions.
He's just not buying it, huh? The last couple of years have been bad.
I'm not buying it. He had one season. What have you done for me lately? I think he lacks leadership. I think he lacks mental toughness, and he lacks accuracy.
Kenneth.
I've never been a fan of Matthew Stafford.
No, I understand, but you know what? Put him on notice this year. Keep his feet to the fire. This is his year. This is the year that everything you're saying, if he doesn't pull it off, you know now he's probably not the guy for the future. So it's a good point you make, because hold it to him. Day in and day out, game after game, Matt Stafford is on the clock.
Look at the last 2 years here where they lost 8 straight 2 years ago, and then last year they collapsed, and he didn't play well. You could say whatever you want. He didn't play well.
Right. I think they need to draft somebody this year to put a little fire behind his behind personally.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Dude, you're going to get some guy in the third or fourth round that has no business even being around the NFL.
That ain't going to happen. With the money they're paying him, he's the quarterback.
And if they draft too high a quarterback, I'll sling him.
Right.
That's
not going to happen. Kenneth,
don't do it.
Thank you.
No, it's not. You're right. And I don't want a third or fourth round QB.
Right. No. That's just a waste.
We had two Twitter.
They wasted Drew Stan's pick.
Two Twitter trashes. One trashed me.
For what? What'd you do?
It says, I'm trashing Mark. Forget the drops. I want Mark Wilson's trivial.
That's with an L, Mark Wilson,
because it's so damn trivial. I wrote back, actually. It's just from David at Just Call Me DJM. Well, it's his name. I said, but David, you can look everything up now. Wikipedia killed the trivial star. That's what I say, but maybe not. We'll see. And then our guys at the Detroit Sports Podcast, go check them out at Detroit Sports Podcast. Trashing the Pistons, 2013-14 season, all around disaster, start to finish.
That's legit.
That's pretty good. Oh, we haven't finished yet, though. Well, we're finished here tonight, but we got Oklahoma City, one more game tomorrow. Can't wait. Can't wait. Thunder. See if they play Durant and Westbrook.
Unbelievable. I can't believe the show's over already.
What happened to it?
I know. All right, be quiet, be quiet. Here comes the good part.
Shh. I told you all through thick and thin. On up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend. Hey, Mark. Let's thank EP, Gary.
He never did any trashing tonight.
Nick, Ryan, and Andrea, who's here from sales. Mark, you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
No, absolutely not. And tomorrow we got a huge, what is this, Wednesday?
And tomorrow we might have Joe D tomorrow.
Yeah, it
might
could be.
Wednesday or Thursday. Could be tomorrow. So you want to make sure you pull the radio close tomorrow.
Also, check us on the Twitter thing, obviously, as we mentioned, the Facebook. You can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com and all the other accoutrements. And don't forget the PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com as well. You can watch the show there too. So we'll see you at that big Wednesday tomorrow. Hopefully it's warmer. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio is next. Jason Smith, Matt Shepard tomorrow morning from 7 to 10. Don't miss him.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, see you later.
Christine Hendricks, call me.